guys, you know what I'm saying? This is just a little update. I mean, it's not really obviously an update, but you know, I don't do updates and stuff. But you know what I'm saying? We've been making a lot of episodes. Like I said in the previous episode, I did scrap a lot of episodes. I did delete a lot. And you know, a lot is the future. Like, the sky's the limit, guys. You know what I'm saying? We're making grounds. We're doing a lot of things in the world. But we're just here to talk about. I mean, I'm here. I do have an editor, but you know, I'm not really that big yet for, you know, to pay that person. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're just gonna talk about a little NBA news. And you know, I did watch a little first take. I did watch a little you know, I watched those things on ESPN, those shorts, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I honestly don't know what I'm saying, but I do watch a lot of you know, Jay Will and Keyshawn. I watch those and stuff, and yeah, man. I'm super tired. You know, I woke up with a freaking headache. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what we were gonna actually do. But all right, here's the thing, guys. People are now saying that LeBron James and the Lakers, and yes, I'm going back on that. And people saying that, oh, he's not. LeBron James said, quote unquote, he's not gonna come back 100%. He's not gonna come back like he was. People are saying he's gonna be a shell of himself. No, honestly, I don't know what a shell of. Yeah, I do know what that is. But you know, he's gonna be like a, not even like a Derrick Rose. You know what I'm saying? Cause if LeBron and the Lakers, you know. And we will talk about the New Orleans Pelicans. Some of you guys are fans of Lonzo, LaMelo, you know what I'm saying? Some of you guys are fans of Zion. And maybe, I mean, they don't have Drew anymore. But, you know what I'm saying? Some of you guys are fans of those players. You know what I'm saying? And some of you guys are fans of Brandon Ingram and Isaiah Thomas and Josh Hart. Stuff like that. But anyway, you know, we're just gonna talk about their defense, cause I did see a couple of plays on how Lonzo, he could have just stayed with his. They could have gotten the game. It was a game against the Knicks, and you know how they basically they lost the game to a 3-point, and it's very, you know, it's very frustrating to see that play. I mean, they are a great team. They're a great young team, but and you know, you don't really see Steven Adams. I couldn't say you like beating people down in the paint, but you don't really see him helping his team. You don't see him. I don't think they're even a playoff team for one. I don't think they're not even playoff contenders. They're not even gonna. Because we do have a lot of different teams. We have a lot of, you know, we have the Grizzlies, the Spurs. Spurs aren't a playoff team. Not even the Timberwolves. I couldn't say, nah. Maybe they'll make it in like 2 years, Timberwolves. Maybe they'll make it in 1 year, 2 year. Maybe they'll make it to playoffs. And we have the Warriors. The Warriors do just fine, everybody. Just amazing. Amazing. Turn off the lights, shoot a three, goes right in. Stephen Curry, man. Stephen Curry. But, you know what I'm saying? The New Orleans Pelicans. You know, it's very tough to watch them. It's very tough to see Stan Van Gundy. Just, you know, he has his own defensive plays. He has his own defensive, you know. I wouldn't say triangles, but, you know, defensive types that they use to play with, use on other teams and stuff like that. But, you know, he's a great coach. He did coach Dwight Howard when he was on the Orlando Magic, and that was a long time ago. And, you know, Well, their defense is not gonna go how they want it to go. It's not gonna be how they want it to be. And I don't think he should be on the New Orleans. He shouldn't even be coaching on New Orleans. He shouldn't. Because he did say, quote unquote, they deserve the loss. And they do deserve a loss. Of course they do. Because they did have the lead. It was like a 1-point lead. It was a 2-point. I'm not sure. But, you know, they could have already gotten that game. It was like 7.2 seconds on the clock. And when you have players that, you have young players, you got Zion, you got Brandon Ingram, you got Alonzo. We're not going to talk about other players on their team, of course. But, you know, no hate to Pelicans, fans. But, you know, guys, I'm going to be real with you. And I'm just going to be real with you, you know what I'm saying? The Pelicans, they're just an add-on to the NBA. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're just another team with a lot of players that have potential. A lot of players that they could go somewhere in a few years, you know what I'm saying? That it's just a team where young players can go. Because the team itself, I don't believe it's going to go anywhere. I don't think they're going to go anywhere. Because last year's playoffs, Zion, he had stamina issues. He had, like, they couldn't really get him in the game long enough in order for them to win some games and advance and stuff like that. But, this reminds me of the Phoenix Suns. Now, the Phoenix Suns are a phenomenal team. And I know I am a fan of Devin Booker. I am a fan of CP3. I am a fan of DeAndre. Now, I don't watch any DeAndre. I do think he is a bust, but that's for another time to talk about. But anyway, you know, Devin Booker kind of... people say he's himself. I mean, he did put up like 40-something points. And he made 6 history. But they do have the first seed right now. They have the first seed in the Western Conference. And this season right now for all the teams, and, you know, I was thinking this. I was saying to myself, Phoenix Suns are going to make it. Yeah, they're going to make it to the playoffs, but they're probably not going to advance. Now, don't quote me on this because, you know, the Mavericks and the Trailblazers, those teams, they do have players who can step it up. They have players who can do it for you. But, you know, there's been a lot of injuries. There's been a lot of commotions. There's been a lot of everything in this season right now, 2021 season right now. You know, and we do have the 6-seeded Heat. We're not really talking about the Heat. Because it's a very underrated team. It's a little in the middle, a little on the bottom. But, you know, the Heat did beat the Mavs 127-113. And, the Mavs beat them 127-113. And, you know, the Mavs, Luka, he's a future Hall of Famer. Let's be real. When he's doing all those step backs, the side steps, he doesn't do fadeaways. It'll be great if he added that to the game, yeah. But let's be real, okay. If Luka just stays on there, he stays on Dallas, he stays on there, he stays over there. He's like, yo, I'm just gonna not get traded. You know what I'm saying? They could possibly win a championship. Now, don't quote me on this or whatever. Don't quote me on this. Cause you've seen teams like Detroit in 2004. You've seen teams like, I couldn't say the Knicks, because they've never won. They won a couple way in the 50s, way in the 40s, but the Knicks did go to the finals, and, you know, Utah in the 90s, they did go to the finals twice in a row, and nobody expected that, because, you know, it was the 90s, I guess. But, you know, you have teams like that, and I couldn't say the Spurs, because obviously the Spurs, they're just a third team. They're not another team. They have a lot of legendary players. But teams like that, they can just like get you off guard. They can get some wins, get it done, get it over with. And Dallas right now, they're doing phenomenal, great job. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not from there. I'm not in that city. You know, because Luka, people do like the, you know, saying, oh, he's yada yada, he was traded for Trae Young, yada yada. But this is a perfect spot for him. This is a spot for him. This is a team that I do believe he should stay on. This is where he belongs. This is where he should, you know, this is what people wanted him. This is what he was destined to be. But, you know, they are a playoff team, and they do have Mark Cuban, the investor. He has lots of millions of dollars invested in the Dallas Mavericks. Now, I have nothing to say about Mark Cuban because he's a rich man. Nah, but you know what I'm saying. But you know, like in 2011, nobody thought the Mavs would have won the championship. I mean, after two-time champion Kobe Bryant, Mark Gasol, and other players. You know, I'm not gonna mention those players. You know, 10 and 9. But nobody really thought the Mavs, of all teams in 2011, would have won the championship. Cause we did have that OKC team with KD and James Harden and Westbrook. You know what I'm saying? We did have those teams. Nobody thought that they were gonna be like, oh, we're just gonna, you know, just gonna. And we did have, you know, we had the one-seeded Bulls, you know, and Orlando, maybe Orlando, but we had an up-and-coming, not even up-and-coming, but nobody really thought. I mean, what am I even saying? You know, we did have the Suns. I mean, we had the Rockets and the Memphis. And we had the Spurs. I would have done, back in the day, I would have been like, oh, you know, maybe it's going to be like a Spurs and Miami. Maybe it's going to be a Lakers and Miami. Maybe it's going to be OKC and Mavericks. Maybe it'd be something like that. Not even Trailblazers, because... But nobody thinks that those type of teams could win you. Like I was saying, nobody can think that, oh, they can just go, you know, win some games, advance. Nobody really talking about Luka like that. Because, you know what I'm saying, people try to bash and people try to be like, oh, he's overrated. No, he's not overrated. No, he's definitely not overrated. No, nor is he underrated. Now, you know, he's a civilian, let's just say, from a different country, okay? He's not from America. Sadly, he's not from America. And if he was, then this game will obviously be much different than it is. But, you know, he's putting up so many assists, he's putting up so many points, and, you know... People are saying, there's a buzz in the city, there's a buzz everywhere. People are saying it's just frustrating for him and the Mavs, for him and Chris Tapps, and him and Hardaway Jr. to play games and stuff. It's just hard. Now, like I was saying about LeBron James, do I think they're going to win a championship? No. LeBron and the Lakers, not even LeBron and Lakers, because we got AD, we got Montrezl Harrell, we got Kyle Kuzma, we got Alex, but they're not really players, they're just, you know, players, side players, they're just not the top players that help their team, they're just not a big name. No, you know, they are the 6th seed, 5th seed right now. And, you know, like I was saying about that Nets team, they couldn't really like, they did lose to the Bucks twice in a row, but although they are the second seed to the on the Eastern Conference, 43-23, but and then we also have the Knicks. Of course, we have the Knicks, but you know, Julius Randle and Derrick Rose and other players. I don't think they're gonna. They're gonna advance to the playoffs. Cause they do have the Hawks, Atlantic Hawks, and I'm pretty sure they probably wasted I don't want to say that they wasted a pick. I don't want to say that they, like their team. If Trae Young is shooting all those threes, if he's not making people, then, because if you have a center like Clint Capella, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he could dominate in the paint. It is an overused word in nowadays game. But, see, that this is not how it works, is it? So now where she is getting about, like, you know, 11 points, about 20 a game, 11 to 20. And, you know, I guess maybe if they get one more piece, they'll be complete. You know, just like the Bucks, like I was saying. I mean, I didn't really talk about last season, because I guess I really just didn't want to get into that. But, no, like the Bucks, they do have Jrue Holiday. They have Giannis. They have Thonis. They have Thonis, I'm saying. I mean, I think he got that ring from the Lakers, but you know, you have so many great players. You know, if I forgot about any, I'm sorry about that. But if they don't at least advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, if they don't at least get to like one more, you know, if they don't at least advance to like a couple of games and then they're almost to the finals. No, they're almost to the Eastern Conference. I just want them to get out of the East. That's all I want them to do. And it's simple as that. You know, Giannis needs to be like, alright, we need to do this, guys. We need to try to win some games. You know what I'm saying? Because they are a third seed, and that's not bad right now. And they are 24 losses, and that's not bad. Because they did win three games, and I was talking about the Nets and stuff like that. But, you know, they need to think about, like, alright, we need to win games. We need to do stuff. Because although they do have, like, the center, no, let's just call him a power forward, because that is what he plays. You have power forward. PJ Tucker, and when he was on Rockets, you want to know how many threes he was chucking up? Now, I'm not a fan of the 3-point, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a fan of people like his size, people like 7-footers, 6'9-footers, 6'8, 6'7, 6'5. I'm not a fan of them shooting the three. Now, because his 3-point percentage is 0.500. I honestly don't know where that came from. And you know, it's tough to watch. And he only has 3 points, and I can see why they got him, but I don't see why they got him. I don't. Because their team isn't really getting as much points. Like, so what, you getting much sisses, a much rebound, just so what about that? But they're not, they just got a player. It's like, oh, I'm just gonna go pack my stats, I'm just gonna have to go get some more rebounds and more points. But even if Washington, no, nobody's talking about Washington. I just want to talk about Washington because they're very underrated. Now, what I do want to see is a Washington versus New Orleans matchup. That'll be pretty great. You know, it'll be amazing and stuff. But I don't think that never happened. It's just probably going to happen maybe one day. Maybe one day it's going to happen. You know, the Wizards need to win some games. So I'm saying. So what, Bradley Beal's putting up about 30 to something points. So what? But we'd have a game against the Bucks, and who would I have? I'm not a Bucks fan. Like I said, I'm not a Wizards fan. But if the Wizards don't at least get a close game, or if they don't at least be like, oh, we're just gonna win. We need to win. But if they don't at least get a close game, if the Bucks, you know, you have a great team. I do expect the Bucks to win, but if the Wizards don't get a close game, if they don't get blown out, now it's going to be a whole different thing now. It's going to be a lot of talk around this city. Now, a lot, you know, in the city. But, yeah, this is going to be it for today, guys. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't expected. Actually, I was expecting myself to double upload yesterday, and then I'll give you another upload another day, so I don't have to do it for the next week. Now, I'm not very lazy, but it's just, you know, I'm starting to actually get into these podcasts. I'm actually starting to double upload. I'm actually starting to make episodes and stuff. But yeah, this is like when the play-in tournament starts, we'll have a whole different season. We'll have many more episodes. And oh yeah, also guys, I've actually had the chance to talk to you know what I'm saying, I actually had the honor to go talk to one of few but many podcasters, and I don't want to say the name not yet, because it's just gonna be a surprise to everybody, because you know he does phenomenal work. Well, phenomenal is another word, but you know, me and him, I guess I was like, yo, you just want to collab, and I guess now when I'm thinking about it, I'm saying, oh my gosh, this is a huge thing. Like, what did I just say? But now, I guess I don't regret it. I don't regret anything that I've done. I mean, I haven't done anything bad. But you know, we're gonna have another episode. We're gonna do many episodes. Maybe we'll do many episodes together. Maybe we won't. I don't know. I honestly don't know what he wants to do. This is just, he just has all of it. He has all the power. I give him all the power. I give him all the admin. You know what I'm saying? I'm just the second man. I'm just right hand man. I don't really know what we're gonna do. Cause he also talked about a lot of NBA players, a lot of NBA stats, and a lot of NBA news, and maybe other stuff, maybe some other stuff, I honestly don't know. I just listen to a lot of his NBA content. Now, so, I don't know when we're gonna do this, like I said before, I don't know, but, you know what I'm saying, this is the end of the podcast. It's been great, guys. It's been amazing. But I'm gonna have to go head out. I'm gonna have to go make some barbecue chicken. Nah, I'm not making any barbecue chicken. My mom's. Mm-hmm. I got one mom's. Nah, see my mom's. You can get that fried chicken. Know what I'm saying, put it in the deep fry. Oh man, you got your green beans. You got your fries. Know what I'm saying. Oh man, that's like good, bro. It's on a Wednesday too. You know you got that Wednesday, bro. It's Wednesday. But yeah, and maybe our next episode we'll probably talk about in detail, probably talking about the 2009 dunk contest, and I can't even say it with a straight face, because you had Nate Robinson in the 2009 dunk contest. You know, he did get knocked out by Logan Paul, or maybe it was Jake Paul, honestly, you don't know. It was one of the two he got knocked out by. And yeah, then we're just gonna have to end it off, so Yeah, guys. Oh, no, it's actually Logan Paul, sorry. But, I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Peace.